Hello
there. Good afternoon. My name, sorry, good morning. Is it possible if I can please speak to Kevin Hill, please?
Hey, this is him.
Hi, darling. It's Billy calling from MMA Legal, and we're giving you a call today regarding the Scottish redress claim that you've applied for. You know, your time was in the prisons. So you've come through to me today to get the redress scheme up and running for you. Is that okay with you? Perfect. So first things first, Kevin, can I just have an understanding? Was you sent to a male's prison as a young boy?
Yes, I was so, yes.
Okay. So can I ask you, how old was you when you were placed into the prison?
I was 16 or 17.
Not a problem. So I'll get that up and running for you today because, again, that's not acceptable. I've got your name down here as Kevin Hill. And can I ask you, darling, was you ever known as any other names whilst you was within the care system?
No. My middle name.
What's your middle name, darling?
Andrew.
Thank you for that. We got that on the system. And could I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, darling?
It's 10/6/1971.
No problem. So before we go any further, I just want to explain to you, we're not going to be clutching at straws today to waste your time for no reason. We will be submitting your case right over, and as soon as we locate all of your documents and prove that you was within these places, your statement is what we'll make you an offer from. Now, each one is different. There's no cap on it. You can go into the hundreds of thousands. But what we can tell you at the moment, so we're not giving any false information, is the average claim is averaging at $48,000, darling, okay?
Okay.
Could I please ask you for your home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please, darling?
That is KA89QP.
Is that B for Bravo? Is that Thompson Street?
No, P for Peter.
Is that Ferguson Street in Ayrshire?
80A Ferguson Street, yes.
Thank you so much for that. Let me just get that on the file here for you. Now, in regards to yourself here, I understand that it's going to be a hard topic of conversation. So once we've done this call today and I've done everything on the system, I'll do my very best to make sure we get you the top end of what you're entitled to, so we won't settle for anything less.
Thank you. This is the first time I've really kind of spoke about what happened to me. I've just buried it in the back of my head, so I've
buried it. Which I understand, but what I want to give you the reassurance of is I'm no therapist whatsoever. But what I can tell you now is I will add you onto WhatsApp after this call, and if there's anything I can do for you, even if it's just have a quick conversation, do not hesitate to bob me a message over, and I'll be there through every step of the way, darling, okay?
Oh, thanks very much. That means a lot.
Could I please ask you, prior to being sent into the prison, do you know why you were sent into care?
I was shoplifting and things like that when I was younger.
No problem.
I bet you I carried away when I was younger.
Again, children were children. You've been given the correct
Exactly. We learn moving.
Oh, darling, what's the name of your mother and father? Can I ask you
My father's name's Pat, and my mum's name's Andrea.
Andrea, so I'm assuming it's Andrea Hill, was it, darling? And was your dad called Pat Hill?
Yes.
Perfect, no problem. Thank you so much for that, darling. That's just so when we locate your files, if they want to turn around and say we've got three Kevin Hills on the system, we can see this was his parents' name. What area did you grow up in before you were placed into care, darling?
Ayr.
So that's where you were living before you were placed into care, darling?
I've always lived in here.
Perfect, so we'll know which local authority to approach. And can Now, it'd be wrong for me to give you a value, as I did explain to you, and what we do need to let you know is you can apply for this yourself without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who pays government legal fee scheme.
I don't need a solicitor.
Well, we work with the solicitors, though, so we are...
Right.
For you. So that's what I just need to let you know, is that we work on no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you wouldn't be charged a single penny. And if your case is successful, at the very end, the legal team will take 20% to cover the work they've done. So if you get, for an example, £100,000, The solicitors would take £20,000 and you would get £80,000, but that would assure you that they'll get you the maximum amount possible. Are you okay with that, sir?
Aye. That's fine.
Perfect. Now, what we need to know from yourself, darling, is while this claim's ongoing, we understand that you're a healthy person, but if anything was to happen to you with this claim ongoing, is there anybody within your family or friends or circle that we can put as a beneficiary that they would get the money on your behalf? If there was
either my mother or father.
Mother. So can I ask you, Andrea, just put Andrea down just for now, and then okay. Of course it will go to her if anything wants to happen, darling.
Aye, because my two young brothers died, so...
Sorry to hear that.
They're all got it, kind of thing.
Which is understandable. Was your brother... could I please ask you, was your brother in the system with you, darling, or was it just you that was placed under the care?
No, my two brothers, they were in prison at one point.
Was they under the age as well?
Aye, they were under 18. No, they weren't. They weren't under 18, sorry.
Thank you for that information, darling. And can I ask you, when you was first placed into the system, what was the first place that they sent you to, darling?
Long Regained, and Airdrie. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so this is the first time I've had somebody tell me about this.
Aye, it was a remand place for young offenders. It was horrible. Oh, it was nasty.
And what area was it in, darling?
In Airdrie in Scotland.
Airdrie, no problem. And can I ask you, how old, you said you was around 16 when you were placed?
16 or 17. I don't know if I was 16 or I was 17.
Don't worry, we'll go with a 16 just for now, just so we can cover all ages in regards to the years that we look for the documents. So let me just get that down here for you. 16, so it's around 1986, 87, if I am correct.
Aye, that's a bit correct, aye.
Could I please ask you, was Long Regained the only place that they placed you, darling?
Aye.
Yeah. No problem. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions regarding this. Let me just get down here. So, firstly... He was taken from his parents due to shock system at a young age. No explanation or understanding what was going on. He was young. And he was placed into a male's prison. Now, can I please ask you, darling, when you were here, when you first arrived here, did anybody settle you down or explain to you what was going on?
No, nothing like that happened back then, no. You were just thrown into the deep end, so you were. And it was a scary place.
Was you placed straight into a cell?
Yes, aye.
And was you in the cell alone or was you in there with another inmate?
No, there was somebody else in.
An older inmate?
Uh-huh, aye.
And can I ask you, was he bullying you or did he do anything nasty to you in there?
Aye, yes.
Can I ask you just to give me an understanding of what it was like being in that cell with that guy, darling? You don't have to go into too much detail, just so we've got an understanding.
Well, it was that bad. I tried to commit suicide. That's how bad it was.
Was he beating you and things like that?
Aye. It wasn't just him, it was the officers as well.
Can I ask you if you ever remember your face being swollen and bruised and things like that?
I had a couple of black eyes, but all I just say is I fell, because when it happened the first time, I got took the next day to court, and my lawyer seen my face, and he asked me, and I says, I told him, and he kind of looked into it, but nothing came yet, because it's their word against mine, and they're obviously going to believe a prison officer rather than me.
Can I ask you here, would they kick you on the floor, would they punch you like an adult?
Aye, kick, punch. And they put you into a, they used to put you into a lock, it's called a lock, where your arms are folded up behind your back, your wrists are twisted round, your legs are right up. Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, they actually, and it's not that, I wasn't just the only person, because he heard it going on every single day of the week, so he did it.
We've had people tell us in regards to the situations that they was in this place, and it's horrible to say that.
Oh, it was a nasty place, so it was.
Can I ask you, shower times and things, were you a target in the showers and stuff?
Aye. Seeing what I found on all is right. See, I was my first time in and that. I was quiet and things like that, right? But see the people that had been in before and they were loud and things like that. They didn't seem to get targeted. It was just always people like myself.
Can I ask you here as well, food and things like that, did they ever spit in your food or provide you with food or hold it against you?
No, because you had at meal times you took out your cell and took to a dining room, so you did.
Can I ask you, darling, did any sexual assault ever happen in this place? Can I just ask you, was that from the staff or by the guy in the cell room?
To the bathroom.
Sorry?
From them both.
From them both, let me get that here, darling.
Oh, man. Oh.
Sorry, I understand that you don't need to go into any more detail, darling. That's enough for me there. And I will make sure we go ahead and get you this justice, most definitely.
Thank you.
Can I ask you how long was you placed in this prison for?
I can't remember exactly how long I was in for.
Would you say months or years, if you have to guess?
No, months, aye, months.
Just asking you, darling, just speaking to you now, I understand it's a very hard topic of conversation for him to talk
about. I know. I just say this is the first I've ever spoke about it, really.
It's so lie.
But I'm actually glad, because it was eating me alive, so it was.
Yeah. Eating me alive. Can I ask you, do you suffer with things like PTSD, anxiety, depression, and things like that?
I'm on medication for depression, things like that. PTSD and that.
Struggles. Do you struggle to build relationships and things?
I never go out in the other day. The only time I go out is when I've got to my mum and dad's.
I'm so sorry to have this understanding that you've actually had to be feeling like this, and I can reassure you, like I say, to everybody, no money will ever take away what you've had to deal with in any way, shape or form.
No.
The only bit of justice that we can get back for you at this moment, we will not let it go. We'll go and get as much as we possibly can. The impact it's still had on you now, we will not settle for anything less.
Thank you.
What I am going to do, darling, like I just said, do you have WhatsApp?
Do I have what?
Do you have WhatsApp on your phone?
I don't bother with things like that.
You don't? Okay, right. So let me just see here. Because what I require from yourself is, have you got a picture of anything like a driver's license or a passport or a bus pass or anything like that at all, darling?
I've got a bus pass, aye.
Bus pass. So a bus pass will be fine. What we need is a picture of your bus pass, and we need proof of address, which can be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to have your name, address, on the date on there, so we know it's you that's making claiming the money back, and we know that it's your address that the check's going to be coming to. Now, what would be better? How would it be easier for you to send that over to me, darling? Would it be better via? Would you be able to download WhatsApp to send that over to me? I'd want to give you my email address.
I'll try that. But what? But I'm not really very good with phones and that, right? But I can download it. But is there any other way I can do it?
Do you know how to send an email?
I think so, aye.
Do you have, or if not, what I'll do, just give me a second. I'll try and talk you through how to send an email.
Is there any way I can send it through the post, no?
We can't accept it through the post just because we have to upload it onto the Scottish Redress portal, so it needs to be on a PDF file so we can submit it over to them directly.
Right.
What I'm going to do is, do you have any family or friends that live close by to you who could possibly help you?
No, my mum and dad, they're just the same as me with phones.
Yeah.
I can download WhatsApp. If you can just explain how I go about doing it, please, if you don't mind.
Saying you've got WhatsApp here, so I've just sent a message saying hi. No, it's not come through. So if you go onto your app store.
I just got a wee beat there.
Yeah, perfect. Go on your phone for me. You've already got WhatsApp. So if you pop me on speaker.
It's on speaker.
I'm going to message you again saying hi. If it pops up at the top of your screen, just click on it for me.
Hi twice, I've got here.
Click on that for me.
Right, just click on that, right? Yeah, I've just clicked it. Right, I'm on it.
Perfect. And then, can you see a conversation here? Can you type the word hi back to me? Does it allow you to do that?
Right, message. Right, here we are. Right, hi.
Perfect. Now, there should be a little plus sign on your screen, darling, or a little, it looks like a safety pin or a little plus sign. Can you see that?
It doesn't have my glasses on. What is it again? Sorry.
So at the bottom near the chat, there should be a little plus sign or a little paperclip sign.
Aye, there is, aye.
If you press that for me, it will then take you to the camera or photos.
Oh, right, aye, I've got them on it.
Perfect.
Right, what do that just now?
Yes, please, darling, I'll talk to you.
Right, just give me a minute and I'll get my bus pass.
Yep. Take your time, don't worry. And also get a letter. It could be any letter. It just needs to be dated in the last 3 weeks.
Okay. Hey, here's my bus pass. 3, I'm going to bus pass, and I'll wait for a read to get my bus pass. Right, so just take a photo in my bus pass
for. Yes, right. So make sure I can see the whole bus pass in the photo, please.
Right, so I just press that thing, then camera.
Camera, and if you stand above the bus pass, make sure we can see the full bus pass in the photo, and press that middle button.
Right, that's first pass took.
And is there a little arrow that's pointing to the right?
Oh.
Press that for me, darling.
Right.
Brilliant. So that's your bus pass, right. Which is fantastic.
Right, the same again as the letter.
Yes, please. Now, if you put the letter on the side for me, because we need to make sure we can see the full letter. Scottish Redress are very strict with that.
It's just a letter saying from my gas company, EDF, is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, the bill's always great. Can you read the letter? We need to see the whole letter because we need to see the date as well. Would you make sure all four corners...
Sorry.
don't apologise, do not worry.
Hey, I'm just getting later on. Hey, here we go.
In around
7 to 10 days
from now, the solicitors
will not that any better. The only thing is, Jalen, the letter's out of date. The letter needs to be dated in the last 3 months. Have you had anything come through?
I'm going to have a look. Just to be certain, please.
Take your time, do not worry. I'm here to help you, so you be as long as you need, darling.
Let's take one to see. I've got one here for the 9th of March, is that okay?
That'd be perfect, that'd be absolutely brilliant.
Right, it's a council tax letter, so, right, I'll just do it.
Yeah, the full year as well, which would be brilliant.
Right, so the full one again, yes?
Yes, please.
Right, press that. Camera,
the phone.
I don't know if you'll be able to see that.
Let me just have a look for you.
Maybe
no, would you be able to retake that? Yeah, sorry. You'd be
sorry,
a professional after this call. Don't worry, do not apologise. You're doing a lot better than some people, trust me.
That's better.
Let's see if they can see the date on that. I think you just sent it with the date cropped out in the top. Would you be able to do it again for me? I do apologise, darling.
Right. Oh, I see the date now. Jeez, oh, Kevin, come on. I can't fit it all in.
If you do it the other way, where you've moved the camera, like if you face it as if you're moving your phone the other way around and just take the top part of the letter so we can see the important things, then that should be fine.
Ah, there we go. No, that's got the date and all that, my address. You should be able to see that, I think.
Wait, let me just see. Why has it not come through yet? Let me just have a look.
Yeah, I just heard the beat there.
Let me just see. That's perfect. That's amazing. That's everything there for you.
Is that okay, that one? Yes.
Yes, that's brilliant. That is perfect. Now, another thing is, darling, what I am going to do is I'm going to secure your account with a password. So if anybody does give you a call and you're a bit unsure on who's dealing with your claim or if they're the right people or not, because you will get some people that might trick you into accepting a settlement figure, which is a lot less than what you're entitled to. So they will trick you. So I'm going to get a password on the account for you. Is there anything like, what's your hobby? What's your favourite thing to do?
Football.
Football? So if I put the password out... football for you. So if anyone gives you a call, you say, what is my password? And if they don't know the password of football, just hang up the phone on them. And if they're anyone important, they will call you back and they will give you that password, darling. Okay?
That's easy to remember, yes.
Now, one last thing which I'm going to do with you is I need to send your documents over for you to sign. Now, this will be very easy. It won't come through to you on WhatsApp. It will come through to you on a normal text message. So if you want to pop me back on speaker again.
Right, how do I get right with you? How do I get back? Hey, that's me, Mike.
Brilliant. So you're going to get a text message that's going to come through in a second now. It won't be on WhatsApp. It will be a normal text message.
Can you see that?
No, you're not. Let me just have a look here. There's something that I need to do. So give it a go. Make sure everything filled out for you correctly. And you said you've not been known as any other names while she was in the care system, have you, Dad?
No.
Brilliant. No problem there. Got your beneficiary. Got that. Try now. Sorry, what I'm going to do, just going to pop you on hold for a second. It's our system. They're just being a bit playing up at the
okay.
moment.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Hiya, darling. We're having a bit of a system at the moment. It's happening with my colleague as well. We've just changed the system over. So am I okay to give you a call back in about 10, 15 minutes once it's
done? Okay.
That's everything, and I can get it put on the system for you right away. So I'll call you back in 10, 15 minutes. I'll use the
okay.
password. Once that's done, that's everything, darling. Okay. But thank
you so much
for your time today. And if you need anything, you message me, darling. Okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.